1240. Online at brownwoodradio.com.
Here on News Talk 102.3 and AM 1240. Well, as America continues to strive for energy independence from the rest of the world, it begs the question, at what cost, especially when it comes to federally protected land? Pam Eaton is with the Wilderness Society. She joins us on the program this morning. Pam, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing Thanks, well. Tell me about the Wilderness Society. What is it you guys do?
Oh, the Wilderness Society is an organization that's been around since 1935, and we try to ensure that some of our federally owned lands are protected and kept in a wild state. And so we're looking at lands all across the West and across the country that need to be protected for the long term.
Do you think that there is a way to go after, that sounds horrible, that's a bad choice of words, but to retrieve the resources in some of these federally protected land areas in a careful and environmentally friendly way, if you will?
You know, we have millions of acres of public lands in the West, and they are important for a whole lot of reasons. They're beautiful, they have wildlife habitat, they have opportunities for us to hunt and fish, and they also have energy development. And we think that there's a place for both, but that the balance is not right now, and there are some places out there that really are just too important and too special to drill. And so there are going to be places that are going to be developed, but there are portions of the landscape that really need to be protected for all of those other reasons.
Sure, and I understand that. You know, here in Texas, we've experienced quite the oil boom due to fracking. And,
yep.
You know, there was a lot of fighting going on over a specific lizard species, if you will, that, it had many cousins that looked almost exactly the same, and it was slowing down progress. And I don't know, there was a big debate over that for a while. I don't know if you were not in on that, but if you had heard about that or...
Well, I'm familiar with similar situations, and, you know, I think that the oil and gas development has exploded over the last decade or so, and we're really looking at trying to protect some of the last wild places, in the case of Texas, some species that need to be protected, even as that... new development goes forward. And really, I think there are just some places and some things we hold dear that really need to be protected from development. And we can do that and still get the energy that we need to be more independent and to continue to fuel our economy. Places that we've been talking about in our report, and we have six areas that we highlight in this report include the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, which is an area that by its name you can tell it's just a very important area for wildlife. It has caribou. They go to the coastal plain to calve and then raise their young. It has grizzly bear, polar bears, musk oxen, which if you've never seen one is just a something from the past, and it's just an area that deserves to stay protected as a wildlife refuge, and yet there are people trying to open it to development.
Is there not a way to protect that while also putting in a road and an oil rig? I mean, is that really going to interrupt the flow of those animals?
It is, and there's development occurring to the west of them. There's development out proposed out in the ocean, and there are some places where they just need to be focused on the protection and the continued existence of wildlife. And the Arctic Refuge is one of those. It's just a place that where it just doesn't make sense to develop, and the cost would just be too high for the area and for the wildlife that and, that depend on it and the people that depend on that wildlife. So there are places where development can occur and be done in a way that has fewer impacts, but that this is just one of those places that is just too special to develop.
You also mentioned Colorado's Thompson Divide in the Grand Junction region.
Yep.
Along with Montana's Badger and then Two Medicine. Is that Badger, two separate places?
Yep. And Colorado, I think the Grand Junction area is probably more like what you guys have experienced. One of the counties that the Thompson Divide sits in has just seen its 15,000th well drilled. And in that case, the Bureau of Land Management that manages the lands out there is making a plan for where development can occur and where it shouldn't occur. And they've just allocated way too much of the landscape to development. And we think that there are places like Banks Canyon and portions of that region that are wild, and opening them to development would put in roads and other infrastructure and that would destroy their wildness in a landscape that already has a lot of development going on. So, again, this is there are some areas out there that are places that people hunt and fish and camp, and they need to remain free of roads and infrastructure and available for us.
The report is lands featured in it's too wild to drill, right? Is that the name of
that's
the
that's correct. Yep.
And where can listeners read a copy if they wanted to?
They can find it at wilderness.org, which is the website of the Wilderness Society, and we hope people will go there, and there's a real opportunity to tell the Bureau of Land Management and the Secretary of the Interior, who has makes decisions about these lands, that it's important to find the right balance between development and conservation, and these places are just too wild to drill.
Pam, it's been great to have you on the show this morning. Where can they go to? Well, yeah, you were just
again.
That,
I can.
Sure the same.
I tell you again. It's the wilderness. It's wilderness.org.
Perfect. Thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.